Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so we're just going straight live. It was my understanding that the startup music would play. However, it's not. So I'm going to just kind of go in on it here, believing that I am at this point live and without any music. It's been a good while since I have been on Blog Talk Radio, yet for that matter, any other social media activities. And I came forward today with Trauma Recovery with Love because that is what, in fact, this is about for me. It is about recovering from trauma and traumatic stress. And I do so with love. I say that because the first thing that must be done in order to first recover from traumatic experiences with when we have them is to remember and tell the truth about the terrible events that are happening in our lives. Now, trauma and traumatic stress is incurred when we experience traumatically stressed. Come in many forms. The one that prompted my helped me break through the barriers that I have been experiencing in my life to come forward here live on Blog Talk Radio to talk about them was just simply seeing an event that I believe happened in the past week. I believe it was April 24th when the cows radio broadcast prompted people to call in to their racism recovery hotline. And when I saw that, it was like, okay, it's time. I'm ready. Let me just go ahead out here, step out on faith, I suppose, and just simply talk about what it is I need to talk about as it relates to the issue of trauma and recovering from trauma and traumatic events. Now, I need to let you know that I am sort of in the blind here because my story didn't play. My music didn't play when I started up my broadcast. So I'm going to take a break for a moment, and I'm going to let you right now know that I am, like Tanya is about to tell you, I am going to be guilty. I am going to be guilty of exposing names. It's not a secret. Racism in the lives of African descendants is not a secret. And the experiences of racist activity is not a secret, not to me. Not when I have been working this program of recovery from racism. Fucking strap me to the chair because my ass is going to be and is guilty.
Strap me to the chair, I'm guilty. I killed it and I didn't care. Oh Lord, I am guilty. Unapologetic grin, say, I'm guilty. They're gonna leave me to strike again when they know that I'm guilty. My hands are filthy. Maybe in the next life I'll come back as a better girl, but right now I'm just pissed cause I killed it enough to go federal. Yes, I'm stuck in this county chain, yeah. They gave me life, but I swear I'll go postal and murder everything here till they give me the chair. Bundling me with a bunch of small-time hoodlums, purse grabbers, petty criminals, counterfeiters, grave robbers. People claiming we got beef when me never even see them. And I come with a burger, me ever heard a Brahman co-figure them. Saying stuff like that could negatively affect my time, cause it's treated like a crime every time I pick up my rhymes. Everybody else is allowed to be proud of their crappy lines, but somehow I'm egotistical if I say I'm proud of mine. Double standard industry efforts trying to mess with my head, saying crap like she killed it good for a girl, but I'm confused, is it less dead? It's amusing really, the story of my life. Get less charges for spitting bullets than others get for spitting a dinner knife. But denial wears so many disguises, like Bruce Willis, dead, just refuse to realize it. Calculating assassin, should be lethally injected instead. I'm breaking rocks with misdemeanor, mother effort's chained to my legs. Drop me to the chair, I'm guilty. I killed it and I didn't care, Lord, I am guilty. Unapologetic grin says I am guilty. Whoa, they're gonna leave me to strike again when they know that I'm guilty.
My hands are filthy.
Filthy, 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 my hands are about to be, because I am guilty of telling the truth. I am guilty of truth telling, and we know that when people tell the truth, that tends to hurt other people who are bound in their denial. Right now and today, what fit me to come forward and break through the barriers that I have kept myself restrained under. And the barrier was that it was my intent to do no harm to other black folks. However, I am bound also by a mandate of truth telling. And when I tell the truth, I know that black folk will be hurt. And right now, I don't even give a rat's ass about that. Because right now, when I saw Scotty Reed broadcast and support Gus T. Renegade in his bullshit of bringing to you all recovery racism hotline, self-help fucking hotline, that motherfucker, Gus T. Renegade, and other brothers like him make it really, really difficult to hold true to my cause of doing no harm to black folks. Because I know that when I tell the truth about my relationship and my interactions with the brother Gus T. Renegade, you rotten motherfucker, I know that when I tell my truth about him, that he will be harmed. Possibly, you know, because in denial, when people keep themselves bound in a tubular of denial, they are not able to feel come their way. Truth tends to be an attack on people who are hiding from it, who are in denial of it. When it comes forward, it tends to expose their bullshit and therefore cause potential injury, because they have been working to hide themselves, yet, you know, when you get through, that can kind of sting a little bit. So then they will begin to shore up their defenses in order to protect themselves from fucking truth. Gus T. Renegade, victim of racism that he is also a perpetrator of those very same racist activities that he talks and teaches about. And I know this to be true only because his shit happened to me. And when I saw him and saw that he was advertising Racism Recovery Radio, self-help line, that hurt That hurt so bad. Boy, did it cut into my spirit. Because he, that motherfucker, got his start on my radio show in the recovery room of Racism Non-Anonymous. That was before he adopted the cow, before he adopted a cow that he carries. And as he works to bring within the context of racism, and as a victim, what does the cow stand for? COW, context of white supremacy. How he is also practicing that very same thing in his actions. And he is clearly, seemingly in denial about that. Now, I am working to speak very clear. excuse me. Because this is difficult for me to tell the truth about the terrible events, especially when and because those terrible events are taking place within our collective, within the collective of Black folks who say they are organized to counter racist activity, for them to practice by doing harm to another Black person. That is the premise of the system of racism, white supreme lunacy. Do harm to Black folks and you will benefit. And we see that Brother Gus has certainly benefited from his production of the cows, in that he has certainly obtained many followers who listen to his show and who learn some very important lessons about the system, the system of racism, white supreme lunacy. And he does so, however, by causing harm to other Black folk without any regard for what he has done. I did a show, this is Trauma Recovery with Love. This is my opportunity to remember and tell the truth about terrible events. And for me, this is a terrible event. When I saw Racism Recovery Self-Help Hotline or some shit that he had posted, I was harmed as a Black person. And as a Black person, as a Black woman in this system, in order for me to heal from that harm, I must remember and tell the truth about the terrible event. Because the brother started off his broadcast on my radio program, Racism Non-Anonymous. Why? Because racism is not a secret in the lives of African descendants, and that's why the program to support our recovery is also not a secret. It's not a secret. It ought not to be a secret. Who's doing what, when, where, when, how? How is it impacting the people? How is it affecting the people becomes the primary question. And as I begin to evaluate that for myself based on what I saw, I noted that, in fact, it did hurt. That hurt. Because, like I said, he got his start on my radio show, and then he created the account Victim of Racism, and then he moved forward into the cows. And the rest is history, as we say. The rest is history, and he is now, at the same time, it's difficult for me to continue to rally around and support his efforts when he just shits in my face. That, when I saw that, the link for that broadcast, it was just like I got hit with a ton of shit that really hurt. I mean, to see in part my words put together, racism and recovery, and to see him advocate that while excluding me from that process. Knowing, however, that my work has been focused on recovering from racism and the system or system of racism, and for him to simply adopt that for himself and to ignore. And that is what it seems to me this system of racism is about. It certainly has drawn from African women and our contributions in this world stage for their own benefit. Black men, you are a bunch of bitches. Black men are bitches to me today, right now, in this moment. You're a bunch of bitches. You're fucking black bitch ass. Gus T. Renegade, Umar Johnson, you fucking bitchy ass bitches. I mean, can I say it again? Black men have become the bitches of this society, and that's why your bitches are getting beat down by the fucking cops in the way that you are because of your bitch ass behaviors. Because of your bitch ass behaviors is why you're getting a beat down the way you are. I have heard black men who are community activists talk about and teach how a nation can rise no higher than its woman, while those same black bitches are beating down their own black women left and right, sucker punching. Because to see Racism Recovery fucking Hotline was a fucking sucker punch, you black bitch. Gus T. Renegade is the biggest bitch around right now, to me, in this moment. The biggest bitch around.
Drop me to the chair, I'm guilty. I killed it and I didn't care, oh Lord, I am guilty. Unapologetic drinking, I'm guilty. They're gonna leave me to strike again when they know that I'm guilty. My hands are filthy.
Yes, my hands are filthy. I'm telling the fucking truth about some terrible events that have happened in my life. And Gus T. Renegade, you know, filthy. You're rotten. Filthy fucking behaviors. That's just a filthy fucking behavior that you would not even offer me the opportunity to talk more and teach more about the program of Racism Non-Anonymous that you are very much aware of and which you have capitalized on and which you have incorporated and integrated into your own shit. You're a rotten fucking bitch ass. So that's what that's what trauma recovery with love is. I say this with love, lifting our valuable energy. What can I find that is valuable? Well, just by me doing this broadcast and mentioning the cows broadcast and program will certainly lift the valuable energy that folk can find within the context of those broadcasts, because I trust and I know that there is much youthful content within the recordings that he puts out. I know that because he started off on my broadcast, so I know a little bit of something about the brother. And I know that what he puts forth is useful information. However, the way that it is done, when you fucking ignore other black people, when you take from them, ask it. That's really funky. That's some funky shit. Because you are simply taking pieces of other people's shit and owning it as your own. And that, my people, is the problem that we continue to struggle with, because we continue to bite off each other's asses and eat each other's shit and put it out as our own shit. Keeps us separated, disconnected from each other. And it sets the stage for bitterness, the bitterness that I trust many folk hear in my communication right now. There is a lot of bitterness that I feel right now. There is a lot of bitterness. Because I have worked in my mind, and if I'm wrong, please give me a call, ask me a question, seek clarity in what I'm saying. Yet I know that I have worked diligently to build with that brother, that Gus T. Renegade, and I have not been successful because the brother is still biting my shit and putting it out there as if it's his own. And that leads to a lot of bitterness. And that's what, you know, supported me with breaking through the barrier of doing no harm, because I don't want to talk about the shit that black folk have done to hurt me. Yet, if and when I do not talk about that, then I am harmed. You know, and I will say with the last, we have last 6-7 minutes left in this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, can I say that I am contemplating for myself, and I have been contemplating identifying a clinician where I can go and talk about my shit, you know, the shit that I feel, the things that I experience and what I feel about that, and to have a clinician hear my shit. Yeah, you know, that costs money, which I don't have right now. And I know the game. I mean, like, I know how it works, this thing called therapy. I also, as a clinician and as a therapist, know what it is that I need to do in order to heal. So I'm at the point now, and based on the broadcast that I saw the words. I didn't listen to the broadcast. I just saw the words, and that was enough for me to say, you know, I need to talk about this shit. Because I can't believe you, Brother Gus T. Renegade. You really have a, you know, racism recovery fucking radio. You're a bitch. And I remember talking with another brother and how the bitch comes out in 5 minutes. It came out then. And like within 5 minutes, you can hear the bitch come out of the brother. Bob. Maybe that's sort of the bitch of the brothers. You know, that's another term or acronym or something, the bitch of the brothers, the bitching up of the brothers. It's to sit here and just to simply cuss them out, curse them and use all the curse words that could come to mind. It's difficult. Yet my primary mandate is to do no harm, especially to Black folks, because enough harm is being done to us on a daily basis. And it's difficult to stay present when I am being harmed by other Black folk. You know, so, and at the same time, in order for me to recover from that shit, I have to talk about it. I have to remember and I have to tell the truth about terrible events, because those are both prerequisites for restoring social order and healing individual victims. And for this particular individual victim, I needed to tell the truth about the terrible event that Gus T. Renegade has implemented when he offered to you racism recovery, that fucking self-help line that he had. Yet I'm going to close with Tanya Stevens, who is the whatever. I'm just going to end with her because it's true. What she says is true for me. She tells my story in a way that I am unable to do. So we close with her until the next time. This is just Simply Trauma Recovery with Love, as I work to support and sustain my own mental wellness.
From me to the chair, I'm guilty. I killed it and I didn't care. Oh Lord, I am guilty. Unapologetic drinking, I'm guilty. They're gonna leave me to strike again when they know that I'm guilty. My hands are filthy. Maybe in the next life I'll come back as a better girl, but right now I'm just pissed because I killed it enough to go federal. Yes, I'm stuck in this county chain, yeah. They gave me life, but I swear I'll go postal and murder everything here till they give me the chair. Bundling me with a bunch of small-time hoodlums, purse grabbers, petty criminals, counterfeiters, grave robbers. People claiming we got beef when me never even see them. And I come with a burger, me ever heard of Brahman Kofi get them. Saying stuff like that could negatively affect my time, cause it's treated like a crime every time I pick up my rhymes. Everybody else is allowed to be proud of their crappy lines, but somehow I'm egotistical if I say I'm proud of mine. Double standard industry efforts trying to mess with my head, saying crap like she killed it good for a girl, but I'm confused, is it less dead? It's amusing really, the story of my life. Get less charges for spitting bullets than others get for spitting a dinner knife. But denial wears so many disguises, like Bruce Willis, dead, just refuse to realize it. Calculating assassin, should be lethally injected instead. I'm breaking rocks with misdemeanor, mother effort's chained to my legs. Strap me to the chair, I'm guilty. I killed it and I didn't care, oh Lord, I am guilty. Unapologetic princess, I am guilty. Oh, they're gonna leave me to strike again when they know that I'm guilty.
My hands are filthy.
Till the next time in the recovery room of racism, non-anonymous.